You're still at it? Oh, come on. This is just getting ridiculous now. Do you even realize what time it is? It's past midnight. Again. How many times do I have to tell you that this whole no sleep thing isn't sustainable? Your body's been screaming at you to stop, and you're just ignoring it. Look at you. You're barely even sitting up straight. You've got that little headache face going on again. You know the one where your eyebrows scrunch up like you're trying to keep your brain from falling out? Yeah, I see it. And don't even try to tell me you're fine, because we both know that's a lie. Nope. We're not having this conversation. I'm not asking if you're fine. I'm telling you that you're done for tonight. No arguments. Oh, please. Don't act like you're gonna fight me on this. We both know how this is going to go. I'm taller than you. Stronger than you. And about 10 times more stubborn. So, are you coming to bed willingly, or am I going to have to carry you? Think very carefully about your answer. Because if you make me carry you, I'm tucking you in extra snug just to prove a point. And you know I'll do it. Yep, that's what I thought. You're so tired you can barely stand up straight. Honestly, this is exactly why you need me around. Who else is gonna save you from yourself? There we go. No struggling, see? I told you I'd win this one. You're light as a feather. I could probably carry you around all day if I needed to. Relax, I've got you. You're not going to fall. You know I'd never let that happen, right? I've got you. You're safe with me. Alright, step one, complete. Now for step two. Tucking you in so you don't try to escape. Because knowing you, you'd probably crawl back to that dusk the second I turn my back. There we go. Nice and cozy. No wriggling either. I mean it. If you try to fight this, I will wrap you up like a burrito. And trust me, I'm really good at it. You won't be going anywhere. Hey, why do you do this to yourself? Why do you always push so hard, even when your body's begging you to stop? You're not a machine. You can't just keep going and going without any rest. You need to take care of yourself. I know you think you don't have time, or that you'll be fine if you just push through it. Doesn't work like that. You're going to burn out if you keep this up. And then what? What happens when you can't push anymore? You're not invincible. No one else just want you to be okay. You're allowed to rest, you know. You're allowed to take a break. The world isn't going to fall apart if you take one night off. Your work will still be there in the morning. But right now, body needs this. Your mind needs this. You've done enough for today. There. Now you're all tucked in. Nice and warm. Excuses. No sneaking out of bed to stare at your laptop again. I'm serious this time. You know, I get that it's hard to wind down sometimes. It feels like there's always something you should be doing, right? But rest isn't a reward. Necessity. You're not going to be any good to yourself or anyone else if you keep running yourself into the ground like this. See? Doesn't this feel better? Cozy. Warm. Feel this. You've been pushing yourself way too hard lately. And it's okay to take a step back. No one's going to judge you for needing rest. Just let everything go for now. The deadlines, the stress. I'm closer to you like this. Look, I know we're not super close or anything, but I've noticed how hard you've been working. And I've also noticed how tired it's making you. Just close your eyes, okay? I'll stay here for a little bit. To make sure you don't try anything sneaky, like getting back up. You're not fooling me. I know how stubborn you can be. Think about how nice it'll feel to wake up tomorrow, actually rested for once. No grogginess. No headache. Just energy. Doesn't that sound good? Great. Now let's make that happen, okay? You know, I didn't realize taking care of you would be this entertaining. You're practically a full-time job. Lucky for you, I'm nice. Most people would have just let you crash at your desk like a sleep-deprived mess. But not me. Nope. I'm far too rested now. can't have my roommate walking around looking like a zombie all the time. I mean, what would people think? They'd probably assume I'm the one keeping you up all night. Not the worst assumption, is it? A little scandalous, maybe. But I don't think I'd mind. Teasing. But seriously, you don't make this easy. That old stubborn streak of yours, it's infuriating. And kind of cute, if I'm being honest. Not that I'll ever admit that to you again. Oh, are you blushing? You are, aren't you? That's adorable. I didn't realize it was this easy to get under your skin. Maybe I should have started tucking you in ages ago. Not that I mind. Honestly, I kind of like this. You, cozy and adorable. Not glaring at me for interrupting your very important work. You're way cuter like this. Relaxed and vulnerable. That's my reward. Dealing with your stubbornness tonight. You're welcome. You know, if you had just asked me to help you, I would have. I'm pretty good at this, don't you think? Carrying you to bed, tucking you in, keeping you right where you belong. I should probably start charging you for these services. Or maybe I'll take payment and something a little more fun. Like, I don't know, a kiss in return. Kidding. Kinda. But you do owe me, you know? I could have just left you to your own devices. But here I am, practically babying you. You should feel special. For someone who's always so independent, you don't seem to mind when I step in. Maybe even like it a little. It's nice having someone who notices when you're running yourself into the ground. Don't worry. I won't make you say it out loud. But I can tell. You're not as hard to read as I think. Alright, I'll stop messing with you. For now, anyway. You've had a long day, and you deserve a break. Just close your eyes and let yourself relax, okay? I'll stay here until you fall asleep. No. Trust you to stay in bed. But maybe I just like knowing you're finally taking care of yourself. Or letting me take care of you, at least. Plus, someone's got to enforce the bedtime rules around here. If I wasn't here, you'd be back at your desk already, wouldn't you? Total chaos. I'm basically saving your life. Look at me. I'm practically spoiling you. Don't get used to it, okay? This is a limited time offer. Unless you ask nicely, then maybe I'll consider it. You've got that whole adorably flustered thing going on right now. Not gonna lie, it's working for you. Good night, Sunny Behind. Sweet dreams. And don't even think about sneaking back to your desk. Oh, trust me. Hear you, and I'll drag you right back here. No mercy. Oh. And one more thing. If you tell anyone about how sweet I'm being right now, well, I'll deny everything. Gotta keep up my reputation as the bossy, heartless roommate. Come on. You know you're the only one who's seen me like this. Even my friends don't know about this side. So lucky you.